Hi, my name is Dick Thompson. I'm one of the elders of the Landmark Church in Montgomery, Alabama. I would like to introduce to you a concept that is rapidly becoming one of the most influential ministries in this new millennium. At Landmark, we call this ministry Life Groups. Over the past century, the tradition in our fellowship has been to have two almost identical worship services, one in the morning and one in the evening. These, in conjunction with our Sunday and midweek Bible classes, provided a lot of information. But with limited information upon the relevance, the application, and the sharing of that information with others, as elders, we feel there is a better way. In actuality, life groups are not a new concept, but are as old as the church itself. The early church met daily and from house to house. In keeping with their example, life groups embraced this approach and replaced the traditional Sunday night at the building. They meet in homes and discuss Sunday morning sermon as to its relevance to their lives. Before Landmark began life groups 5 years ago, Sunday night's attendance was averaging 57% of Sunday mornings. Now with people meeting in homes, Sunday night's attendance has increased to 73% of Sunday mornings. We think this is remarkable, especially since our rapidly expanding Sunday morning attendance is largely comprised of those who once cared little about Sunday night church. But numbers alone cannot define the value of a ministry. You cannot quantify changed lives. And lives and relationships are being changed as a result of life groups. They love and help each other. They confess, hold accountable, and pray for each other. They bear one another's burdens. In a congregation the size of Landmark, it is impossible for just a few men to come close to adequately shepherd our number. Life groups help us do that. This gives the elders more time to concentrate our efforts on the overall spiritual direction for the church. We can focus our energies on prayer, on counseling, on personal interaction with struggling Christians, and upon the correction of sin in the lives of individuals. Life groups are proving to be invaluable resources to the shepherds of this church. As you can see, we're totally sold on life groups at Landmark. We consider them our main ministry, for through them the spiritual vitality of this church is strengthened and grows. We believe they could make a powerful impact upon your congregation as well. I'd like to introduce to you Buddy Bell, our preaching minister, a devoted advocate for life groups, who has much to say to you at this time. May God's richest blessings be yours as you consider what he has to say.
It couldn't be said about Adele Gaboroy's neighbors that they weren't responsible. When her grass began to grow hip deep, they paid a little boy to cut her grass. When her pipes froze and water was running everywhere, they cut off her water.